Blog Talk Radio.
Just kick a little something for them cars that be
bumping. Yeah, Doc D, Derail, Later Thought, Those Days, the remake. Come on.
I remember when I was growing up. Didn't have no money, but my life didn't seem so tough. We were on our own, it was just my mama and me. But it didn't matter, I had everything I need. Wheels are high, hard, yeah. Wings are low, take some time. Reminisce every time I feel like this. I've been up, I've been down. But in my mind, there's a place that takes me back to the day.
Now I'm a young man, trying to make it on my own.
One day what a shirt, other day what a flash. But that was then, now I'm really near mad. Shutters, little winks from the Gucci links. Laying on my dresser, girls moan when they see the homes that I own. Not a custom made jewelry with diamond cut stones. Imported colognes is what I flash on my body. Making hits with Slater 4
check it out. See my bills, what? They high, my ears, they low. Keep my eyes on the Lord, try to take life slow. I think about the day when I was a shouty. 6th or 7th grade, slick Rick, made a lot of yardage. Shot hoop like Blondie, but never in the gym. On the telephone pole with an old bicycle rim. I know it sounds crazy, but I gotta thank the Lord for the beatings I received with that long extension cord. What?
I am Indie.biz. This is Reg, a.k.a. Most Cool. I got KDD online. KDD, you there?
Hey. I'm in the house, live and in effect.
Yeah, you know, we should play a little bit more music in the front of the show this time because we got quite a selection, and there's a lot of stuff that you're promoting that we have not played. So as I'm looking through our repertoire, do you have a recommendation, something you'd like to hear?
Most Cool. Do your thing.
All right. Well, let's. I got some ghetto hippie. Some ghetto hippie.
That works for me.
Here we go. Want a hit? Here it go.
I want to welcome y'all to Club Coffee Smoke. Y'all make some noise up in here, y'all.
Okay, you want to tell us a little bit about that song?
Oh, Ghetto Hippie was one to come from World Movement Records. I mean, that was recorded with the live band, a 16-piece hip-hop band. Ghetto was the featured rapper from this group that was called LAD. We did a project with Disney, which was Hollywood Records, and he was the lead vocalist on this song called Riding Low, which went gold and platinum.
Okay. All right, Jeff. We got a lot more independent music, you know, to play. We, after the show, a lot of artists, you know, came to light. A lot of people came out and played. Hopefully we'll get some of them on the air a little bit later. I got here Tweed Cadillac. That's another one of your artists, right?
Yes, sir. Meaning mine, meaning ours, meaning us's. Tweed Cadillac is an OG member of the Penthouse Players Clique. That was a group that the famous Eazy-E discovered. And they're still alive and kicking, doing their thing. So we have a new album out on Tweed Cadillac called Toast to the Fools that's available worldwide. Y'all go out and get it. But what you got? You got Pimp Lane 2 or you got Flow to the Momo?
I got Flow to the Momo right here. And you're at IamIndie.biz, independent radio news and discussion of indie music, indie artists. Call in number 347-308-8747. We're here every Wednesday, 2 o'clock to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can reach me, Reg, at REJJReg at IEA.biz. And you can reach Lamont at Lamont at World Movement Records, Lamont, a.k.a. K. Diddy, and I'm getting ready to play Flow to the Momo by Tweed Cadillac. Want to hear it? Here it goes.
Yeah.
Don't mean to tell me that y'all gonna let me back on the radio, right? I just can't say the B word, the F word, or the N word. Oh, that's cool, man. I'm still finna tell an itch that you gotta crack it to my mother's fucking pocket. What's my name? Switch from a lady to a trick, break a chick quick with the limp of a pimp. Flow like a blimp, get head like Clint. Stay up on the rent, represent, get dent. We fly, P click a near. OG Penthouse player, representer. Took us all by when I tilt that brim. Marks go down when I bank that team. Why they wanna hate when they kind of like swerve? Better be glad that I can't go up firm. Players fall in, we cop that hen. 3 times 10 with an S on the end.
Cadillac, baby. Okay, Diddy. What's up with Tweed Cadillac?
Tweed Cadillac is doing his dizzle. You know, he's up in the Bay Area. You know, he's producing a lot of other people. He just did some stuff from the old school R&B group, Blue Magic. He's bringing them into the 2000s. You know, he just produced some new stuff on them. So he's in the lab, you know. He's producing some other acts. And as I mentioned earlier, we work in his current CD, Toast to the Fools. Y'all look it up. Google it. Go to your stores. Buy it. Order it. CDBabyRhapsody.com, WorldMovement.com. It's available out there. Go check it out. You know, he got some of the OG West Coast favorites on there. Oh, shoot. He got a lot of cats on there. Second to None. Player Ham. And some of the premier West Coast rappers is on that CD. Y'all will love it, so you need to check it out.
All right, cool. I got an email actually just yesterday, and well, like 3 o'clock in the morning, so I guess it was this morning, from some brothers in Europe. They got a group called Beatnik. You ever heard of Beatnik?
No, but I'd like to hear them. Beatnik kind of remind me of Beatnik, kind of take me back with the Busta Crabs and
Back in the day.
Alright,
they got a cut here called Something to Bump. So let's run it. Wanna hear it? Here it goes. Something to Bump by Beatnik.
Okay. Big gown. Beatnik. Polish what it is, bruh. We got a hit on this one. And when it drop, we going crazy in the club. Let's go. Big guy.
Bass rockin', hittin' like it's old school. At a club going mad every time that I come through. Big money, what you see when you're looking at my crew? Fly guy every day, so the ladies gon' choose. Now all my people, put your hands up high. Come on, pop your collar if your style way fly. That old school whip, super slow, high ride. With some thick chrome feet, Giovanni's when I glide. Come on, really custom size, you know that I ride fly. You're looking for the hating, you knowin' I'm that guy. Come on, I do my thing, give them something to bump to. The way you move your hips, baby, you got me ready to fuck you. I could tell the way you're moving, yeah, his baby, you a pro. Had me watching from VIP while she was getting on the floor. It goes down, this action in the flesh, breath taking. I heard that I'm the best.
let me put you to the test, baby. See, I can show you everything you never seen, and I'm trying to see you busting out them painted on jeans. Damn, baby, switch game me, baby, roll that booty around and lift it slow on me. Come on, now everybody get your hands up high, cause it ain't a party if you ain't up in the sky. Okay, I'm here now, it's a lock on this thing. Bro, bring my hook back, cause I'm about to run game. Face rockin', hittin' like it's supposed to. At a club going at every time that I come through. Big money, what you see when you're looking at my crew? Fly guy every day, so the ladies gon' shoot. Now all my people put your hands up high. Come on, pop your collar if your style way fly. That old school whip, super slow, high ride. With some big chrome feet, Giovanni's when I glide.
Baby,
come on.
It's money, every time you see the squad come through. You ain't never seen another team do it like we do. See, I got 10 stacks in my bruh match stack. Put up in a drip drop, whip, call it wet pack. Okay, party animals, we'll get it off the chain. Got the club on smash, we taking over the game. Big M, one of the two that got about 8 lanes. Put it up all the time. Alert to the same thing. Bass rockin', speakers knockin' like a fool. We got another hit and beat next, what it do? Okay, I'm super fresh with Cartier on my face. With a whole Gucci fit, yeah, I got good things. And it's big money, a general in the place. Looking for a one night, we can't kick it all day. Pippin' like I'm supposed to, baby, I'm that dude. To get it, hit it, and quit it, lil' mama, tell me you with it. Cause, see, I'm just tryna get your body what it need. And when it come to you, man, you gon' come before me. I ain't a minute, man, baby, I keep it G. I can promise you an hour, but I'ma stretch it out to 3. Keep it real, ain't another like me. And like the Asner brothers, meet me in between the sheets, baby. Cause I'ma hit it till you holler, stop playing. When I'm done, it's guaranteed you gon' be weak up in your knees.
Face rockin', hittin' like it's supposed to. At a club going at every time that I come through. Big money, what you see when you're looking at my crew? Fly guy every day, so the ladies gon' shoot. Now all my people put your hands up high. Come on, pop your collar if your style way fly. That old school whip, super slow, high ride. With your big chrome feet, Giovanni's when I glide. Come on, face rockin', hittin' like it's supposed to. At a club going at every time that I come through. Big money, what you see when you're looking at my crew? Fly guy every day. Now all my people put your hands up high. Come on, pop your collar if your style way fly. That old school whip, super slow, high ride. With some big chrome feet, Giovanni's when I glide. Come on.
That was Beatnik. What you think?
Me, personally, they're cool. I like them, especially coming from across the water. They got some
heat. Well, they across the water now because they have fans over there. They're getting much love across the water. So they couldn't make our April 4th concert because they are on tour. So they sent much love and regrets. Maybe we'll get them on the next one. But I did want to give some love out to some of the groups that were actually at the tour, some that wanted to be and couldn't be there, some others that wanted to be there and couldn't be there. I thought I'd play a little prototype because they gave us much love, and they're an awesome group. And why don't you tell us a little bit about Prototype, K. Diddy? I'm going to play their song Twisted.
Well, Prototype is an excellent group, man. I didn't really get to hear him as much as I would like to, but Prototype is from the Bay Area. They come from Keith Harris's camp, for those of you know who he is. That's the Black Eyed Peas crew. So they definitely got some heat, and we're looking to hear some very, very fantastic things from them because I know the people is working with them, and I know they're bringing nothing but the heat.
Yeah, they didn't get to play as much in the show as I would have liked. So we're going to have to definitely see if we can convince them to come in and you know, share some more of that talent with us on another occasion. Meanwhile, they got this joint called Twisted. And you want to hear it? Here it goes. Twisted by Prototype. Thank you.
I'm predicting. I'm just your love statistic. Is this thing ending all? Is this all this good pretending? It's more than money, it's also the time that I am spending. I've tried, I've lied, can I perfect that? I ain't perfect, I smile and laugh, but that's the surface. At the core, I got the nerve to surface. We both the root of the problem because both of us hurt me.
Concert, Rock the Economy at the Henderson Pavilion. Awesome performance.
What was that? You just finished trying to play them again?
they weren't done. Ghost in the Machine. I was going to play some little bit more of some of the other artists. Actually, you know, they didn't get to play as much as we would have liked them to play. One of my favorite artists didn't get to play at all. And, of course, you know, thinking about people who are doing stuff overseas as independents, and I had to think with my girl Jill Rock. You know, I haven't played in Jill Rock in a long time. I know, K. Diddy, that's your favorite artist and your favorite song. You want to introduce it?
This song, for all you gentlemen out there that are basically henpecked and whooped, y'all definitely can relate to this. The title of this song is called Pussy.
When I hear it, head go, Pussy.
Pussy, you make it do the things that you never thought you could do it, doing a lifetime. Nothing's getting something. Now something's the fuck of you. Panties cover her smiling. I love the cream that flows through. My body wants to move in the direction of your erection. Never thought you could do it, do it a lifetime. Pussy was so when I hold you close and tight, and rock you to sleep on, and rock you to sleep on that night. She will make you walk down and turn out and marry her enemy. She will make you get up 3 o'clock. All of your money. Pussy, you make it do things that you would do in a lifetime. Make me do the same. Pussy, we don't wanna hold you close and tight. And rock you to sleep.
Oh.
Rock you to sleep. Oh. On that night. Always on your mind. Won't
Pussy,
you, never thought you could do it.
like it anymore.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? I get emails. I get Hallmark cards. Send me a MP3 with that. Come and get you some. You know what I'm saying?
That was hot.
I love that song. I do. It just, I mean, I think that, you know, a woman that knows her power, in touch with her sexuality, dog, that's the thing. You've tuned in, dialed in, called in, or logged in to IamIndie.biz. This is the I Am Indie Show, all about indie music. Call-in number is 347-308-8747. Or listen live on the internet, IamIndie.biz. We got your man, Reg, a.k.a. Most Cool, and we got Lamont, a.k.a. K. Diddy, on the line. K. Diddy,
The one and only K. Diddy, don't miss.
The one, man, I forgive me, brother. I please forgive me with all my heart. I forgot to say it's the one, the only, the inimitable K. Diddy.
And that's why you're most cool, not all the way cool.
Most cool is higher than all the way cool. You know what I'm saying?
It's is like, it?
Yeah, bro, it's like the most cool. You can't beat most cool, because no matter how cool you are, I'm most cool.
Okay. Well,
can't beat that
most
with a stick.
You got that.
The I Am Indie Show, brought to you with the help of Jay Cremie, the Superfly Eye Guy. I understand, K. Diddy, you got you some new shades. You got some new ocular help on your eyebrows. What you got?
More better to see you with.
The more better to see you with. Yeah, what you got? I know Jay hooked you up.
Boy, listen, for all y'all that need some fashion eyewear, I cannot say this enough. Go see our boy Jay. He the man. He going to hook you up. He got the right thing for the right thing. You know, he'll give you that Hollywood / Vegas / Paris look. He got the Pradas, he got the Versace's, he got the Louis, he got the Dolce & Gabbana's, he got the Ed Hardy's, he got whatever it is that you want. He got them. That's the man, my boy Jay Cremie. Go check him out.
Jay hooked me up with some shades from they're Danish, made in, they're 100% pure titanium. People look at them like they don't even know what they are. And that's jcrimieeyewear.com. That's JCRIMIEYEWEAR. jcrimieeyewear.com. And if you're in Vegas or you just want to call, it's, you know, it's just a dime, 702-243-3937. You know, I was talking about my girl Jo Rock, who is in China, I believe, or somewhere in Asia doing her thing. And not being able to play, and it made me think of another song that I have here that is also by an independent who I would love to get at one of our concerts, and they are the Fat Cat Players. Now, these brothers, if anybody knows where they are, help us get back in touch with them, because they really, you know, can put together some music, and they have a cut that I'm going to play now. In my missing of Jill, who is whenever she comes back from wherever. KDD, you got anything to kick in before I pump this song?
No. Let's roll with that.
This is Sunshine by the Fat Cat Players. Want to hear it? Here it go.
Yeah. Prepare to witness the funky violinist bringing you the classic style with the hip hop twist. Kick back, Mark Russell swap the track. He never lacked, put Australia on the map. I know it won't take long for y'all to feel the song. World is born. Ain't no sunshine when I'm gone. Yeah.
Hello.
You're at IamIndy.biz. This is IAM Indy Radio Show. You got Most Cool and K Diddy on the line. Looks like we got some callers that want to comment. K Diddy, we got caller at the 562-342. Caller, who are you and what's your point?
My name is Augie Johnson, and I just called in to say what's happening, K Diddy.
What's up, little brother?
What's up? I'm glad you recognize now that I'm the little brother. Yeah, I feel you, my brother, my older brother. I feel you.
Well, that's cool. You could be the little, you could be the oldest, you could be the youngest. I'm just pleased that you're my brother, man.
Yeah, well, that's cool. The blood runs flow real nice. Okay.
I'm glad to have a brother with superior talent.
Oh, well, thank you very much, bro. Thank you.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Are you?
And I don't even have boots on today.
Oh man, hey,
Augie, you know who he think he is? So I'm really impressed.
You know, we know that. We know that. Is this Reggie?
This is Reg, man. Yeah.
What's up, my brother?
No, that's not. He's not Reg no more. He had a name change. He's Most Cool now.
Most Cool. What is it?
Most Cool.
Most Cool. Well, I felt that way that night when I saw you at the show, man. That
brother,
you was most cool.
I appreciate it.
So you have definitely been tagged with most cool. I feel you. And it's only cracking.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Listen, we got another caller, 323-304, that wants to say something. I'm just going to let him chime in. 323-304, who are you and what's your point?
My name is Al Franklin from Los Angeles, and I'm glad to be on live in Vegas. And I hear my man Lamont speaking, but I got through back when I heard Augie. This Augie from Los Angeles, from one of the most popular groups that ever sung anything.
This is me, Al Franklin. What's up, my brother?
What's up, Augie? Oh, man. That knocked me out.
Okay, well, I'm glad you called, man. We have to go through you guys, so you guys have got something good going on, man. You're bringing old people back together through the wavelengths.
Yeah, I mean, this is nice. I mean, to be able to communicate to some of your peers that you've been knowing for 10, 15, 20 years, and see that everybody's still doing great things. It's all good.
Yeah, so let me just chime in this little bit. You know, that's one of the things we're doing here at IAM Indy, since we're all basically independents, and our whole purpose is here is to use this format as a means to let people know that, you know, the mainstream is not the only stream. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, and that stream is becoming smaller and smaller every day.
I feel you. So how you doing now?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm finishing up a new movie called Baby Girl All Access.
Is that the one you said you was going to have me do the soundtrack?
No, that's the one he said he's gonna have me do the soundtrack and participate.
Oh, okay, so
yeah. Well, no, I got you guys scheduled for the next one, Teeth and Blood.
Oh, that's what you told me. That's what you told me last year. Hey, Diddy.
Yeah,
did he tell you the same thing last year?
Yeah, he did.
What? I tell you what, if you guys send me a record today, email it to diamondtower@jewel.com, I will take somebody out of the prime spot and put you all in.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, well, you still got all my numbers, right?
No, you got to pass them to Lamont and then give them to me.
Okay, well, Lamont got it.
Yeah, he'll give him. But on the real, yeah, give me some sax. I'll put you in. No, straight business.
Okay, well, I got stuff ready to go.
Al, why are you on the line and we having this family reunion, man? I mean, we have other listeners out there. And what we would like to do is have, you know, gentlemen like yourselves with this wisdom, because you've been in the business longer than me, I might add, since I'm a little
around longer than us, but we've been in the business longer than you. I can feel that. You know, you've been around longer.
Well, I would say both of you guys have been around a long time, and I appreciate you guys' leadership, you know.
Al, shout out your production, man. Where can we find information on the internet or website, email, telephone number?
Yeah, you can go to OmniEntertainmentInc.com, and then you can look at the visual presentation of all our films and cuts and videos, which you probably see on MTV, BET, and our comedians that we have on different shows. We got King Kedar. We got a lot of things happening. You know, we're enjoying ourselves, and making things happen, you know. That's just on the real.
Now, we want to get the word out, bro. You know, let's have your people call in. Let's talk about it. Let the people know what you're doing.
Okay. Which one of us? You talking to Al or Augie?
Al
got his shout out.
Augie, you too.
Here's my situation. Well, you can go on to Augie's Side Effect on MySpace, and you can check out what I'm doing. And my company is Watch to the White House. And let me give you a number to that. It's 310-917-4272. That's 310-917-4272 for all you young artists or people that want lessons or anything that has to do with productions. And, you know, MySpace is Augie's Side Effect, AUGIES. SIDEEFFECT. And you can also email me at W2TW@CS.com.
Okay, cool.
That's W2TW.
Cool. And
I'm online, ready to go.
Cool. You've tuned in to IamIndie.biz. This is the indie show for indie news, indie artists, filmmakers, artists, graphic artists, whatever you do, to call in number 347-308-8747. Callers, I see new callers coming in. If you have a comment or want to just join in, you can either log into the show online or you can just hit number one on your phone. That'll let us know you want to say something. You know, Al, you were saying that, you know, mainstream is, you know, has gone down a little bit, and K. Diddy was saying mainstream is not the only stream. Mainstream, whether you know it or not, is becoming pretty much a trickle.
I've seen it happening. Before it happened, like 15, 20 years ago, people like Lamont, Augie, and myself, we've been independents. We never joined the big circle of clowns that go up to the trough to get fed, and then when the trough is pulled away, they don't know how to eat. We've been eating on our own for 20, 30 years, and that's hard to do without, you know, sucking up on the tit, you know.
Thank you. I'm with you on that, brother. It's been the basic whole thing about life itself is to have your foundation and make sure that whatever you're doing is coming from you. Then you can always, you might not eat as well as everybody, but you consistently eat. And that's the basic
And you can always eat.
Yes, exactly. See, some people eat a lot, and then they get full, and they run out of food. See, at least our food is on the table, and it continually comes in. So we have
all you got to do is reach up and get it.
Exactly. See, we're not trying to come back. We've always been there, still going.
Always. I have never left nowhere. Except I don't put my name in life for nobody to shoot down because they always look for a target. Right now, my name is probably can't find it in Google because I don't want it there. You know, but what I do, I've done for everybody from Earth, Wind, Fire, from Michael Jackson on down to the old.
The Side Effect,
JJ Fad. I've done all the concerts, I've done all the different shows, I've done all of that stuff. And, you know, that's here or there. But the bottom line is, now everybody can do it as an independent. If you have the will, you got to have the willpower. If you don't have the willpower, just forget it, hang up the phone, turn off the radio, and go get a job. But if you have the willpower, you can do it.
When you say willpower, Al, you mean sticking power. I know what you're talking about.
That's right, sticking power. You got to have faith in yourself. You got to believe in yourself.
And you don't lose until you give up. So
that's right.
Like, you and Augie and K. Diddy, see, you know, right now, the information that y'all share is just invaluable. There's no price you can put on it because, see, you stuck through it when there was no real independent industry. And now that that's 80% of the industry, you know, you're ready to really lead and really show people how to get things going.
I'm going to show them something big in about 5 minutes, brother. You hit it on the head. I've been quietly woodshed, making all my movies, putting them all together.
Put it like this. We've been independent all our lives, but the fact is independence is starting to be recognized now.
Yeah, right.
We were the first independent people years and years ago because everything we did was independently owned. Like when I was with my first company, Fantasy Records, which was basically a catalog record company, a record company that has stuff like John Coltrane, and Creedence Clearwater, all that stuff that they just put on the catalog and people buy. So therefore, there was really never no serious downright promotional campaign. Everything that promoted Side Effect was coming from my pocket, my foot, and everything. You know, and I had help from other people, but it wasn't from the record company because the record company wasn't built out to do it like that. So therefore, I consider myself independent with a major, not a major, semi-major record company distribution deal. You know what I'm saying? Because other than that, there was no promotion or no nothing. So our fan base was, I don't call it fan, but the people that enjoyed our music had to search and find it. So therefore, when they searched and found it, we had true lovers of our music. So therefore, it stuck with us all the way. So we were able to do independent stuff to a certain degree because our money only went so far.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was Harvey Fuqua over there at Fantasy when you were there?
Yeah, he was there. Harvey Fuqua was over there. Fantasy, they had like Sylvester, they had Pleasure, and they but they had the majority of the thing they had was catalog. That was
right, right.
Catalog. They put it out there, and people find it and buy it, and it exists. As a matter of fact, I lost my deal. Well, I got out of my deal at Fantasy because of Saul Zentz, who made the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, because of the fact I was wondering why he could get a number one movie, but we could never get a number one record.
Not to cut you off, man, but I know what you mean by catalog. I'm sure Al and Reg know, but for the other listeners that may not know exactly what you're referring to, I mean, break that down for them.
Okay, when I say catalog as far as a catalog record company, that means a record company that gets all stuff like oldies but goodies, stuff from way past. Take, for instance, like a John Coltrane record that they bought up all the old stuff that the Cannonball Adderley and, like I said, Creedence Clearwater, the old Al Green or the old Stax stuff, you know, all old music, whereas you don't have to promote it because people look for them and search for it anyway. And that was before the internet and before all of that. They go to different record stores and ask for these records and they look for them and everything. So therefore, it was like no promotion. Did you understand?
Yeah,
I got you, man. But I mean, we have other listeners that's new in the game that's what this whole show is about.
We have listeners that are dialed in all the time. Like, I just got another listener. I got a caller, 760-475. You had your hand up. You wanted to say something. Caller, if you want to say something and interject, just hit number one on your phone again so I can go ahead and bring you into the conversation.
While we're doing that, Most Cool, can we play Always There, which is one of my favorite songs by Mr. Augie?
You know what? Augie, we got your music, bro. Let me just 760-475 did just kind of put their hand up to say something.
Okay.
So 760-475.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
This? Who is this? And what's your point?
This MC Frost from California, y'all.
What's up, MC Frost?
Hey, just trying to show some love to you guys, man. I'm enjoying the radio station, digging what you guys are doing for the independents, most definitely.
Man, you got some of the legends of old school, some of the original cats that were independent before the industry went independent. And I know you're up and coming independent. You graced our stage out the April 4th concert, put on a great show. You know, we getting really good vibe and good comments on what you did. While you got these, you got these OGs on the line, man. If you got any questions, direction, anything, you know, spit it out. You got some really serious cats.
Any questions that you may have in regards to the industry, you know, the do's and don'ts, man, we got cats on the phone that's been there, man. They made something out of nothing. So these are the guys that could help point you in the right direction so you don't have make some of the mistakes that some of us made earlier in the game in the business.
Yeah, I'm adding up years. You got about 200 years between them.
Yeah. I got 15 of them.
But okay, dude, that put a lot of pressure on you, bro.
Yeah, but but I look good, so I ain't even worried about that.
Don't get old.
What I've always learned, man, in this business right now, you're gonna always stumble and hit a blind wall, but it's how you recover. Things are gonna always happen, but the bottom line is recovery. It's how you recover, because there's always like they were saying earlier on the phone, that, you know, when you're down, you go and get a job or recover. And recovery is the best solution to anything, man.
Yeah, it's not to knock down, it's to get up.
Exactly.
And you know the old saying, it's not how many punches you can take, it's how many you can throw and move forward. Anybody can take a punch. Yeah, I can take get beat up. What do you want to get beat up for? It's about winning now.
Right.
Exactly. It's about winning.
Say, Frost, you in the company now, guys, is producing movies, producing music, man. The guys got a lot of experience in doing what you doing and look to do. They got some gold and platinum under their belt. They got a wealth of experience, and we're fortunate to have them on the show. We're fortunate to be able to work with guys like yourself that got talent and eager to get it going. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully through you know, our show, you know, we could give you that platform, you know, to be heard and to play music and let everybody know what you're working with.
And besides the old school stuff that I did, Frosty, you can check out. You heard of Warren G, right?
Yes.
His last record. Okay, well, his last record, In the Midnight Hour, we're featured on that on half of the CD, and we're singing one that Don't Let No One Get You Down. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Well, that was Side Effect with Warren G, Ice Cube, and Snoop. That was us. So therefore, we're into the old and the new mix.
Got you. Well, I got a few questions for you guys. Maybe you guys can, you know, put me on game on this. But you know, one of my questions is, recently I was just in L.A. That's where I live, in the L.A. area. I had a show with the Stylistics, and we did a big show. And you know, a lot of guys are coming up to me and asking me, hey, you know, are you signed yet? Do you have a manager? And they're offering me these steak dinners. They're offering me all this. But like my producer's telling me, he goes, you know what, you're young, you know, you're 23 years old, don't listen to all that, man, all that stuff's recoupable, they're trying to, you know, blind you, do your own thing, go independent. But at the same way, independent, I mean, I know for a fact I got offered, you know, $45,000 up front, you know, cash, you know, from Mac Ken's, one of his main producers, and telling me, hey, we want this kid, I don't just do hip-hop, I do rock, I do pop, I do all mixtures. So a lot of these clubs out here in L.A., they don't allow hip-hop events because they said it brings, you know, a wrong crowd or negative vibes. But me, I could go in a country club and perform. I could go in a rock club. And, you know, I know they see that and they want me to be signed with them, but I'm very confused if I should just sign that contract or should I stay independent.
Well, it depends to me. This is Augie. Coming from me, man, you got to, like, in other words, you never know if anything will happen unless you try. Like, if you go on forever wondering if you should do this or do this or do that. You have to fill in your gut and your heart and your mind and soul. You got, like, in other words, with me, I try everything. I say yes to everything because you can always turn it down, but you can't always get it. You know what I'm saying? So you have to go out there and experience everything because everybody doesn't know what everybody's going to do. One bad apple might be a good apple to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you get offers, check it out. You know, don't just kill it or don't just go by what somebody says. You got to, before you sign or anything, kind of see where they're coming from. See if they really want you because it ain't about the money, you know, because you can get a deal for no money and they can make you a star and you get a deal for $100,000. That'd be the only $100,000 you see.
I
agree with what he said, and I want to just give a little short example of not checking an opportunity out. You know, the positive side is what he said. Here's the negative side. There was an opportunity, it was for me to be in a movie. And I turned it down because I had a singing group at the time. It's called Sister Style. And I told them, no, there was a King Day. And I said, no, you guys got to rehearse, no off day. And then this so happens, the film company called me to come out to this movie. And I turned them down because, you know, I just told the girls what my speech about sticking your guns and doing what you're supposed to do. It turned out I turned down the role working with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholas on this movie, A Few Good Men. And knowing me, once I got on that set, I would have been one of the guys, I would have been one of the Marines inside of the jury box. So, you know, that's where the whole movie took place. And I'm figuring if I had did that, I would have found my way into the movie business a lot sooner because one avenue leads to another avenue. So going back to Augie said, check out every opportunity because you might regret it one day. And I do regret not checking that opportunity out because who knows where it's going to lead me.
Exactly. And one other little thing, like you were saying, with me, I had an opportunity. I did this record. Kay Diddy, you remember the record I did, I Love You? It was an independent on my label and everything, and I got some action on the radio in L.A. But what happened was I was singing background with Barry Manilow. And Barry Manilow had offered me a deal to go on the road with them, but the only thing is you had to sign a five-year contract. And the five-year contract at that time, the money that they was paying was like 15 a week, regardless of if we work or not. You know what I'm saying? Which
right.
sounds pretty good then, but then my thing was, hey, I'd rather do my own situation because of the fact is he could always fire me, and I didn't have no career with him. It was like with background singing. I didn't want to do that. So I
That's
didn't
right.
take that job. I took my thing with my record because I thought my record was going to jump off. But my record didn't jump off because the people who was behind me didn't do the right thing. But I don't regret it because I took a chance on it. It may have happened, but if I would have took that Barry Manilow thing, 5 years had passed by and I would have had that little money. But then again, my career might not have been like it is right now because right now it's like I'm a new kid on the block and I'm old as Methuselah.
Well, you know, that's so true. Right now, I am so new. But at the same time, I'm so ahead of the whole race because
exactly.
I've never been old. I'm still the same kid I've been. I still have the same wonderment, and I have all these new tools, the internet, Final
exactly.
Cut, everything at my before I used to have to wrap my own stencils together and go print my own business card. I can do it right here from a computer right now. So right now, this is like taking candy out of a baby's mouth.
So Frost, I guess the moral to this whole thing is, man, research the situation. That's all you got to
exactly.
do. You don't have to turn anything down, but just do your research. And you could always come to us, me, my boy, Aug, Al, Most Cool, a.k.a. Reg, you know, and get the information that you need so you can make a correct, informed decision.
And if, if you make a decision and it doesn't suit you right then or it doesn't turn out to be the right decision, hey, you move on, man. You use it as a learning process and go on forward because as long as you're alive, you have something to look forward to.
Yeah, have an exit plan. I mean, if, you know, go in and somebody wants you to sign a contract, okay, sign for a limited time. Sign for, you
mm-hmm.
know, 6 months and say, okay, after 6 months, we're going to do a review.
Mm-hmm.
See what they do.
Yeah.
If they're going to do
yeah.
something for you or not. That way you got to weigh in, you got to weigh out, you can check stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got you. I appreciate that, guys. You guys answered all my questions. You know, just hearing, you know, your guys' stories, you guys been through what I'm about to be going through. So I appreciate all that input.
And I'm in L.A. too, so, you know, you can reach out to me anytime you want, bro. I got studios. I got everything you need, you know what I'm saying, to get ahead, you know, to try to go forward. Because, like I say, man, I'm happy with myself, and that's where it starts, man, being happy.
Boy, you hit it on the head, and I'm definitely going to be reaching out to you, Augie, because I'd love just to catch up
well,
with
I'm gonna send you. I'm going to send you that record this afternoon so I can put it on this movie.
Oh, yeah, Diamond Tower and Juno.com. And you send it, and it's going to be, I'm going to stick it in now.
All right.
I'm kicking somebody else. Somebody going to get the American Idol kickoff.
Hey, Frost, they're going to have to just recover.
Hey, well, Al, since my boy Frost is part of our family over here, man, I'm going to have to submit something to him, something to you from him.
Send him and see if I can find a corner for him somewhere.
No, we're going to have to get Hey, I'm putting my hands on that one. So we're going to have to find two corners for him.
You know? Okay.
Because the young man got heat, he got flavor, he got personality, and the most thing that I like about him, he's humble and he's straight up.
Yeah, oh, okay. We'll see if we find him a condo then. We give him a condo.
I forgot to mention, you know, I got this, you know, did you, hey, Frost, you see the movie I Not Pronounce You, Chuck and Larry?
Yeah, I seen parts of it.
Well, then if you see the end of it, you'll see my group in there. That's me in there with the glasses on at the end. We sing Shining Star in that movie.
Okay. Oh. Hey, by the way, if anybody want to take a look at the trailer, that trailer was cut 6 months ago, so that's really rough, but you get an idea of what the flavor of the movie is about. It's right now it's on YouTube, Baby Girl, The Hollywood Story.
All right, y'all do some house cleaning. Holla out your contact information. That way MC Frost got it, and everybody who's listening has it. This is imindy.biz. Independent radio news and information talking about what's going on in indie world. Call in number 347-308-8747. I am indie.biz. Al and Augie, y'all, you know, spit it out.
It's Augie Johnson. Watch to the White House Productions. I'll give you a number, 310-917-4272. That's 310-917-4272. That's Watch to the White House Productions. That means we do whatever it takes. From Watch to the White House, that's us. We got all kind of music from Allá en el Rancho Grande, allá donde vivía, había una rancherita, you know what I'm saying? Or East Vietnam.
Arriba.
We cover from Watts to the White House, man. We go anywhere.
Augie, what's your info? Call out.
Well, one more time, 310-917-4272. That's direct. And my email is W2TW. That's W, the number 2TW, at CS.com.
Al?
And then you can check me out on MySpace. It's Augie Side Effect. AugieSsideEffect.
Al, did you get yours in there?
I'm gonna start some shit. If y'all want to book Augie, contact me.
That's all good.
What's your contact information,
yeah,
bro?
K Diddy. Yeah, K Diddy is gonna make it right for me, so I don't mind. We can go through K Diddy.
Yeah,
I've been watching him as I grew up. When I was a little kid, he came and used to pick me up in elementary school.
That was only because my big wheel was better than yours.
Oh, man. So you've been in the game. You've been in the game about 50 years before me. You know what I'm saying? When I was an infant, I was talking to you, man.
Well,
You remember when everybody used to have a clothespin and a card, and they used to put it on their bicycles and shit to make that little flapping noise when you go down the street?
Oh, yeah, I had one.
Augie, I'm going to play some of your music. I got Always There. You want to hear it?
I love to hear it, man. You know, I love to hear it, man. That was one. Let me tell you another from. There you go. Hey.
Thank you.